Thank you for calling Polk Lawn Care Services. Please press 1.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Brian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, good. Excellent. I was just following up. We're still having trouble processing the $29 for the website hosting, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
No, I was trying to do that last night, and I forgot. Give me a second.
Sure.
While we're on the phone, how much does it cost to, I got a lot of wasps. How much does it cost to purchase the domain from you guys?
The domain is a one-time buyout of $99, but it doesn't include the content or the call tracking number. It's just for like an empty domain.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have the new card on you now?
I'm trying to pull it up now.
Okay.
Now, can I run or can I set up the? Can I set up the Google Ads through the dashboard on my own, or how do I do that?
No, if you wanted to upgrade to Google Ads, I would have to set it up for you, and then we would have a technician call you to go over your keywords and get you set up. Unless you know specifically where you want the ads to run, then, you know, I could just send them the message, but if you, you know, wanted to, you know, have them call you to do the client interview, I would set that up.
Okay, so basically I wouldn't have any control over it is what you're saying.
Oh, you have complete control over it. You're in the driver's seat, obviously, but the benefit of having our technicians do it is that they have access to see which keywords are getting the best revenue results based on the cost per click and things like that. So they can make sure that if you do Google Ads that the budget stretches farther and that you'll get a higher return on it. But what they would do is after the interview, they would send you an email and say, okay, Brian, these are the keywords that we're thinking you should go with. This is what we recommend. But you're absolutely in the driver's seat where you can say, yes, that looks good, but I also want to add these keywords. And then once they get your confirmation, they would start the campaign for you.
Okay, because what I'm trying to avoid is having to send emails or call people to change things up, or if I want to reduce the amount that I'm spending on ads, I want to be able to control the keywords, all of that, without having to. Basically, I want to do it myself instead of having to call somebody and all this other stuff.
I see.
And then there's the administrator controls. Like, I don't get that with an agency. They get that, and that's when I don't want to do that no more.
Oh, we always set you up as the administrator or owner, if you will, and then we just manage it for you. And then that way, if you ever decide to discontinue, then you still have ownership of all the listings. You know what I mean?
Okay, because I'm just trying to make sure I understand what you're saying. So because it sounds like, okay, so let's say that I get it started and I'm able to go in there and I can see what keywords are performing well and what's not. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, now, if I wanted to change them, am I able to do that or do I have to call you guys?
Yeah, you would have to call us. Because here's the thing. You're paying us money, right? If you include the Google ads to get on the first page and get your phone ringing with new business, right? So we wouldn't want you to go in there and make some type of an update that would hurt your rankings, and then all of a sudden your calls tank, and then you call back and you're upset with us because you think that we did something, right? So we absolutely allow you to make as many changes as you want. We just want you to do it through our technicians so that we know that they don't make some type of an update that would hurt your rankings and, you know, affect your business.
Okay, because the reason I was asking is because I pretty much can run the Google Ads myself, but I said let me just check with them. I'm sure that I don't know everything, but I'm trained pretty decent on how to do it. And I've gone through the whole Google Ads training through Google, and you know I've ordered a few systems or whatever, and I've gone through their courses and all of that, and I'm fairly confident in what I'm doing. And then of course I have hired agencies to do it. And it's like, mm-hmm. for what they have to, once you figure out what they're doing, it's like, there's no way you're going to expect me to pay $500 a month for this. No way. Like, it's not even hard, once you know what you're doing. Okay, I'm sorry. What card do you have for me?
What's the last four digits? MasterCard ending in 1322.
Let's see what I got going on. All right, let me see if I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can do this. Jeez, I don't know which one of these cards. Oh. I can't even figure out how to use the, okay, R control. It's loading.
Oh, no problem. Take your time. Yeah, I wanted to make a suggestion since it's loading. Have you tried the Google Ads before, or have you just gone in and done the training on it?
No, I've actually done it myself, and I've done it with agencies. So once I figured out what they're doing, I said, this is ridiculous.
Right. So we don't charge $500 a month to do Google Ads. We just charge a 25% management fee, which is below industry standard. Our minimum requirements to run the Google Ads are $300 a month. So the benefit of hiring someone to do it that's a premier partner to Google like we are, as opposed to trying to do it yourself, is the fact that we can put a daily cap on it. So we would take that $300, send it to Google, set a $9 a day cap. So each morning your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? But once people start clicking on it, let's say you have a $9 a day budget and the pay-per-click rate is $1, then after 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on, you see? And that is a good thing because it would prevent you from getting an unexpected bill. And believe it or not, I just talked to someone this morning that said that they were running their own Google ads, and each month they were getting charged in excess of $1,800, you know, because the ads just kept running and they didn't know how to put a cap on it. Google had access to their credit card, so every time there was a bunch of clicks going on, they were paying for it. And the downside to the ads is that you have to pay per click, whether it's a potential client or not. So we typically do not recommend Google ads for a small to mid-sized business such as yourself. They do have a place. They're excellent for a large corporation, you know, that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month.
Yeah.
But for a small business like you, I don't think that you would get, you know, the most bang for your buck with it. However, I think you would be very successful.
Yes, ma'am.
You run into a friend. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So, but I think you would be very successful with the Google Guaranteed program. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about it. Let's go ahead and run this part so I can.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready when you are. Yep. Go ahead.
You can go ahead and run the part.
Oh, the 1322. Perfect. Okay. I didn't know you were getting that one to work. So let's just give it a whirl and you should be good to go. Let's see. Yep. I got the green light for you, Brian. So you're all set.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I got the green light.
No, I'm by myself.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But I'll get it knocked out. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Did you go ahead and run it?
Yep, you're all set, Brian. You're good to go. Thank you for updating that, and have a great rest of your day.
All right. Appreciate you.
No problem. Bye-bye.